The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along the road on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. So they did not believe her, or they did not believe them. He rebuked them for their hardness of heart. Just to qualify not believing and qualify faith for a moment, very often we regard faith as the opposite of faith as being doubt. It's not. The real opposite of faith is trust, a lack of trust. So when I say I don't believe in you, or I don't believe, it's a lack of trust. And that's very offensive to somebody. Somebody really tells you something from the heart, and you say, no, I don't trust you. It's very almost insulting, it's very hurtful. And that's what the apostles were doing, those who, so to speak, were Jesus' closest followers. They needed proof and conviction time and time. And faith is really believing on the word of somebody, trusting in that person. And the greatest honor and the greatest form of love we can show to Jesus and to God is to trust in him. Now, having said that, I know, and I'd be very lacking in awareness if I didn't realize that many people at the moment are finding it very difficult to trust in God, because they're asking questions. Why is this happening at the moment? Why does God allow these things to happen in the world? Well, it's all part of nature. And secondly, suffering is a very important part of our life. And Jesus, I have to keep on saying it, did not come just to die for our sins, but he came to show us how to live. He showed us the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The path of suffering. Sometimes we're happy, other times we're in pain and we're suffering. It's all an integral part of life. And without going through some kind of suffering, we will never rise to new life. In other words, we will never experience the joy of Easter. We will never experience our own resurrection. And something I've often said to people in the past, When you go through suffering and you go through pain and you eventually come out on the other side, how beautiful it is. And a life well lived necessarily involves a number of what I call mini resurrections in our own life. We're down in the dumps, we're going through a difficult time, and we rise up again, and we have a new way and a new attitude, a new way of seeing things. So trust in the Lord. This too will pass, and all will be well. All will be well. To quote St. Julian of Norwich, all will be well, and all manner of things will be well.